يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون
So whoever sights the new moon of the month, let him fast it. This is what Allah the Almighty commands in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 185. You may have fasted for many years of your life, but have you ever wondered how many types of fasts exist during the month of Ramadan? Our scholars say that there are three types of fasts which a person can observe during the month of Ramadan. Let's find out about them together. The first type of fast is called the fast of the general people, or the fast of the people of Sharia. So what is their fast? Fasting for them basically means to refrain from particular acts, such as eating and drinking for a certain period from dawn to sunset, whilst specifying through their intention that this is a fast of the month of Ramadan, through which they seek the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, it consists of refraining from those things which invalidate one's fast. The second type of fasting is called the fast of the special, or the fast of the people of the path. In addition to abiding by the previous fast, the fast of this second group of people consists of refraining from anything else that goes against the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or His commands and prohibitions through one's speech and actions. Also, one must control themselves in face of their material desires whilst keeping the struggle a secret between themselves and the all-compassionate Creator. To shed more detail, this type of fast involves controlling both the external and inner senses. As for the external senses, firstly, the tongue should be preserved from vain talk that does not have any benefit and displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such as backbiting and slander. Secondly, the eyes must be safeguarded from looking at anything forbidden. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, "Tell the faithful men to cast down their looks and be modest, and tell the believing women to lower their gaze and be modest." Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to lower our gaze because one who has not seen something will not desire it. Thirdly, the ears must be kept safe from all which is forbidden, such as backbiting, haram music, and listening to people who cast unfounded doubts in the hearts of mu'mineen. Fourthly, not to smell pleasant things which divert a person away from the spirit of fasting, such as tasty food or sweet-smelling flowers. However, putting on perfume and atar is permissible, except for musk, which is makruh. Fifthly, to refrain from consuming wealth that has been attained through unlawful means, such as interest and so forth. Sixthly, not to use one's sense of touch or limbs for any forbidden act, such as walking to a place in which forbidden actions are done. Furthermore, they should not be used even for certain halal actions that one may do excessively at the expense of recommended actions, such as playing video games for long periods of time during fasting at the expense of reciting du'as and Quran or doing other useful actions, for example. On the other hand, with respect to inner senses, one should pay attention to, firstly, controlling the power of thinking and restricting it only to those things which are to benefit the fasting person from amongst the permissible matters of this world, such as education and the happiness of their family, and those matters related to one's hereafter, such as good deeds which please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as opposed to thoughts like how do I become richer or which iPhone should I buy next. Secondly, using their memory to learn and memorize useful knowledge only, such as religious rulings, lessons from the Quran, and even those sciences one needs for their prosperity in this world, such as but not restricted to medicine and humanities, as opposed to trivial information such as the latest box office chart. Thirdly, focusing one's imagination only on themselves and their imperfections that they need to work and improve, such as becoming more generous and wiser. Fourthly, becoming observant of one's faculty of estimation, al-quwwa al-wahima, so as not to unwarily be inclined to some people and distanced from others without a justified cause, Rather, one should concentrate on becoming closer to Allah and His message by pondering over those things which please Him and assist His servants. However, there still remains one higher type of fast. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.